All right, we have some stunning breaking news. The Trump administration has already entered full cover-up mode less than 24 hours after the brutal murder of Renee Nicole Good, carried out by a reckless, undertrained ICE agent. Kyle Griffin reports, breaking, Minnesota investigators say they can't access evidence after fatal ICE shooting, and FBI won't work jointly on a probe. The FBI and the Trump administration think they can cover this up, but we have seen the footage. We know what went down in Minneapolis, Minnesota, and their attempt to cover this up is only going to inflame the situation and make it worse. Let me play for you this video on the ground in Minneapolis. There are thousands of protesters gathering, not only in Minneapolis, but also in major hubs across the United States. We saw protests in Seattle, protests in New York. They are waving American flags, which I honestly think is beautiful. We need to reclaim what America means and what patriotism means. Patriotism is not ICE agents in masks gunning down U.S. citizens on the street with no due process. Patriotism, the Constitution, represents due process and freedom of speech and the ability to speak out against this administration, but that is not what the Trump administration wants. As I continue to play the video, you're honestly going to be impressed at how massive this crowd is. It just doesn't stop. A bunch of patriotic Americans who are sick of this administration trying to keep people down. Let me scroll. As I continue to scroll through this, the crowd gets bigger and bigger. People are pissed off at the administration. The Associated Press reports, the head of Minnesota's state investigations agency said Thursday that the U.S. Attorney's Office has barred it from taking part in the investigation. This is a blatant cover-up from an administration that knows they effed up. They are panicked. It has been barred from taking part in the investigation into the fatal shooting of a Minneapolis woman by an Immigration and Customs Enforcement officer. Here's where it gets crazier. They had agreed to do a joint investigation where local police, where the investigators of the states can work jointly with the FBI. Then the FBI backed out of the joint investigation, which means they realized they needed to cover this up. They went, oh shit, we fucked up bad. Let's cover this up immediately. Minnesota Bureau of Criminal Apprehension Superintendent Drew Evans. That was a mouthful, but Drew Evans said in a statement that after the agency consulted with the Hennepin County's attorney's office, the U.S. Attorney's Office and the FBI following the Wednesday shooting of a 37-year-old mother, quote, it was decided that BCA Force Investigations Unit would conduct a joint investigation with the FBI. So they're saying the Minnesota Bureau of Criminal Apprehension was going to work alongside the FBI to have a thorough, smart, intelligent investigation into what happened. They said, quote, the BCA responded promptly to the scene and began coordinating investigative work in good faith. Of course, the BCA is going to investigate it. He then said the FBI informed the BCA later on Wednesday that the U.S. Attorney's Office had changed the plan. By changing the plan, it's a cover-up. Quote, the investigation would now be led solely by the FBI, and the BCA would no longer have access to the case materials, scene evidence, or investigative interviews necessary to complete a thorough and independent investigation. So the investigation was just nuked by the FBI. The same FBI which has covered up the Epstein files for Donald Trump. The same FBI which has done the bidding for all of the worst people in our institutions currently. Donald Trump's administration is enacting cover-ups bigger than Watergate on a daily basis in size, scope, and scale. You have Pam Bondi lying on Fox News. Donald Trump vomiting vitriol and lies out of his mouth on Truth Social and interviews. And then Kash Patel covering this up while Stephen Miller leads the most extreme policy behind the scenes. I want to bring in lead policy advisor Micah Irfan, who's going to help break down this cover-up coming not only from the FBI, from the Trump administration, but a cover-up that spans multiple issues. Make sure you drop a like on this video, subscribe to the Mockler channel and Micah below. Micah, what is your breakdown of what's going on?
Yeah, we know why the FBI wants to control this investigation. It's because they want to lie about it, right? They know that they've completely lost control of this narrative because we have access to video footage, which shows that this was a murder by ICE.
Yep.
What the FBI wants to do is they want to take control of that narrative. They want to produce some new evidence, some false evidence to try to shift public opinion because they know they're losing on the merits. And for anybody who doubts the idea that the FBI would just lie about things, I think that they're not really paying attention to what's been going on under this administration. The FBI has repeatedly lied about the Epstein files. Kash Patel, in his sworn testimony, perjured himself to say that there was no Epstein clients, no evidence of sex trafficking. And we already know. I mean, look at the rest of the Trump administration, the DHS narrative. says that this lady that was waving ICE agents past her, that was backing up and slowly turning to avoid the ICE agents, they said that she was a violent terrorist trying to target ICE agents and ram them. Her behavior makes no sense on that narrative. Trump himself, oh my God, imagine if we didn't have the footage and we believe Trump's narrative.
Oh my God.
Like, how is the ICE agent even alive? Right? These people are liars. They'll say anything to support their narrative and to justify the brutal acts of ICE against American citizens. And that's why it's so important for Minnesota to resist their effort to take control of this investigation and by extension, basically end it.
Yeah, and the entirety of the United, any American citizen who cares about due process should be protesting, should be having their voice heard. And to add on to what you were saying, again, imagine if we didn't have the video footage. The crazy thing is, this administration is still operating as if we don't have the video footage. It's like the way that Donald Trump is tweeting, the way that Kristi Noem is speaking, she's giving an interview right now that we'll cover later on the channel. Make sure you're subscribed. A lot of people are saying that the videos aren't popping up in their feed over the past few days. So make sure you're subscribed to the channel. But I swear, they are all operating as if we don't have the video footage when you can watch it. And the way they describe the situation is not congruent with how it went down. J.D. Vance, Kristi Noem, Donald Trump, they're calling this deceased woman, deceased mother, a domestic terrorist. They're trying to ascribe intentions to her that cannot be seen in the video. They're saying that she was trying to mow down multiple ICE agents. But if you watch the video, if you're going to ascribe any attention to a dead woman, if you're going to do that, you can basically see her wheels, her tires turn to the right rapidly in the opposite direction of the ICE agents on the ground. So if you're going to intuit any intentions from this now deceased mother, you can see that she was trying to drive away from the situation. The officer's job in this situation is to de-escalate or to take control. But what did he do? He didn't de-escalate whatsoever.
Right. I mean, the only reason why an ICE agent was in front of her, even in the line of sight of her car, is because they approached her and were trying to detain her, even though they don't have the legal authority to do so. ICE is supposed to detain undocumented immigrants. They're not supposed to detain American citizens. The goal of the organization of ICE, at least purportedly, is to defend Americans. And certainly under the Trump administration, they prefer to harass American citizens. And the justification they keep pushing out, Adam, is frankly ridiculous. They say, well, Micah, this is necessary. These abuses against American citizens, against legal immigrants, even against undocumented immigrants, are necessary to get the level of deportations of violent criminals that we need to keep Americans safe. Now, we actually know that undocumented immigrants have lower crime rates than American-born citizens, but this narrative that they're targeting criminals is totally false. The number of illegal criminals that have been deported under this administration is barely higher than that under the Biden administration. Yep. Almost all of the increase in deportations is of safe, peaceful immigrants, people going through the asylum process, construction workers. If you want a successful deportation policy for targeting violent criminals, go back to Barack Obama, which saw higher deportation numbers of violent criminals and way less instances like this. Frankly, it's outrageous. And it's sad that they're making an excuse for these acts rather than just taking accountability and trying to change.
Now, do you think the response to this situation and to the entirety of ICE, their behavior over the past year, is to abolish ICE? Should the next Democratic president get into power and abolish ICE? Because it's obvious that the United States needs some sort of interior immigration enforcement. If there are people here committing a series of crimes and they came here illegally, it's normal to have interior enforcement. Like you said, Obama had a common sense pro-America policy that kept people safe. 80-year-olds weren't getting their ribs cracked. U.S. citizens were not dying. So we're getting to a point where it feels like we might need to just abolish it entirely and recreate an interior immigration system that is safe, that is proper, that is judicious. And maybe with that, we can streamline the border. But what are your thoughts on the abolishment?
Yeah, I mean, abolishing ICE at this point is the moderate position. You don't need ICE to exist to have interior enforcement. ICE is a relatively new organization. We've had deportations before ICE existed. And the reality is, Adam, everybody who works in ICE right now does not care about the Constitution. It is impossible to work for an organization that on a daily basis is at war with our constitutional rights and to respect our Constitution. Okay. Every single person at ICE should be fired. The assets of ICE should be reorganized, and we should have new leadership and a new structure to ensure accountability. That starts with unmasking the agents, requiring badges, and completely changing the process by which we make sure deportations are occurring in a lawful manner, in a manner that doesn't include some sort of secret police Stasi going after everyone they don't like.
Thank you, Micah. Double check to make sure you're subscribed to the Adam Mockler feed and the Micah Irfan feed below.
Thanks.